Hey guys, this is DFWJ, also known as J Ibaha Dukanara on Facebook, and this is just going to be pretty quick, I hope. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue doing episodes or whatever you want to call them, podcasts. I just started this just to do some interviews. I wanted to learn how to interview some people, but I may do them every now and then. Who knows what will happen down the future, but this is not what it's about. I just wanted to do a quick episode about, you know, what happened over the weekend, an absolute battle in Dallas, and a few other things, mostly just, you know, shouts and telling you about places to go visit and stuff like that. So, again, I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with doing these podcasts or whatever, but anyway, I'll talk about absolute battle. So, yeah, the night before, I had Sola, also known as Burn Your Bra, and her boyfriend Alvarez, 38006, and they came over about 8 o'clock. We went out to dinner with my wife and drank some wine and all that good stuff. Came home and played some Super online. Ended up actually getting a little drunk. I had them do a few shots, which I ended up drinking more than them, so I was acting all silly. We were playing some, you know, just some endless matches against a friend of mine who goes by Perfect Insanity. He's a great Vega player. He ended up, you know, getting perfects on me and Alvarez a few times. So I'm having to send him some perfect buttons or P buttons that I got from FocusAttack.com. So yeah, we had some good fun with Perfect Insanity. The next morning, you know, we had some breakfast and then started getting ready to head out to Dallas, which, you know, it's about an hour from where I live. We got there finally, I want to say about 11-ish, 12-ish, I can't remember. Half the time I was just being silly, recording and stuff with my camera and Alvarez's camera. So we got there and signed up, paid the venue and all that good stuff. And note this, you know, this is my first time going to a tournament, so I was, you know, I just didn't know what the hell was going on. You pretty much just, you pay, you walk in, you walk around, you see a lot of people setting up and all that stuff. Some people are already, you know, warming up for their fights and all this and that. You get to meet a few people, you know, play them casuals and stuff like that. So anyway, out of nowhere, Yipes and Sanford and Triforce show up, and I was like, whoa, you know, these are people that I've seen on videos and stuff. It's kind of cool to see them in real life. And anyway, they know Sola, so they're like, hey, what's up, Burn, blah, 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 and ended up asking if we wanted to go for lunch. We went we went to Burger King and had some lunch, which I really don't care for Burger King, but it was pretty cool because we were there with, you know, with the guys, except, you know, Triforce, who ended up going to some sushi bar because, you know, he's a sushi guy. Anyway, so we ended up going back to the venue and started getting ready for the tournament and all that. And, you know, I wasn't thinking I was going to get very far in the tournament. I was nervous as hell. I've never played against a whole bunch of other people that were as good or better than me, you know. So it was kind of a strange thing to hear a bunch of yelling behind and a lot of people watching you play. So I'm not going to lie, I got real nervous, and half the time I couldn't pull my moves for whatever reason. Burn would say it was the TV lag. I would say it was just input lag, but there was something that it just didn't work right. I couldn't pull half my moves, which I do all the time at home. But anyway, you know, the monitors were great for the most part, except to me, they were a little bit laggy. But yeah, it happens. Whatever. And anyway, you know, I was there to meet people. I was in cloud nine. You know, it was like seeing people that I had seen on streams before, people that were, you know, pretty much Street Fighter famous is what I want to call them. I didn't get very far on the tournament. Burn got a little bit further than all of us, me and Alvarez. I would have liked to have gotten far and at least come out of my pool, but, you know, it didn't happen. It's okay. I was sporting my DMG shirt and everything, but, you know, I would have at least liked to come out at least a couple of fights. But it didn't happen. So, you know, next time I'll know how to prepare at least a little bit better. And to those who have never been to a tournament, I mean, this is what I got out of this first time going to a tournament. If you want to go up there and you want to prepare, what you want to do is you sit down and you play on every monitor that's there until you get kind of used to it, and also stick to your main. You know, you want to warm up with your main, play some good players, you know, just, you know, shoot the shit. Don't take it too serious. Just kind of just do a few moves until you kind of get the I guess it's called the refresh rate on the monitors and stuff. Once you get used to it like that, because I only played on one or two monitors, and I knew that I couldn't do anything half the time. So I'm thinking if I could have stayed there a few minutes longer, it would have been a little bit better for me. It doesn't matter. Next time, you know. You know, after that tournament, and me and Alvarez and Bernie Brock got knocked out. I ended up going to get some dinner with Alvarez, some booty ass Golden Corral, suck balls. So don't go to the one by, I can't remember where it was, whether in Richardson. Don't go to that booty ass Golden Corral. But it was cool. We came back and got to see Sola team up with Team Empire. So they did the 5 versus 5, and they won the first set, and we ended up walking around a little bit more, came back, and next thing you know, Foo Bar Duck is kicking everybody's ass. And I got some of those videos. If you guys are interested, just go to my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/user/DFW0J. That's DFW0J. And I'll put a link on the show notes or whatever. Anyway, after that, we ended up going to... I don't know who it was, but somebody had a suite up at one of the levels. And there's a lot of drinking there, which I didn't drink any. A lot of us weren't drinking. But there was a few money matches. This guy Fernando, who has a really good Ryu, was playing against Sola. Got a little bit of money from her. Alvarez, I don't know why the hell Alvarez would want to have a money match against Triforce on Tetris of all games. Anyway, that video is also on YouTube, and it was sad. I mean, it was fun, don't get me wrong, but dude, you got raped, Alvarez. I'm sorry. It was like, damn. And like I said, that video is up on YouTube. But we didn't stay very long. I kind of got a vibe that this guy, that whoever had got the suite, was kind of wanting people to leave because there's way too many people. It was kind of getting loud, and a lot of them weren't, you know, there to do money matches. And honestly, I know that Alvarez and I were pretty tired, and I was tired, and the night before we didn't sleep very much, so we were ready to go. And I think Sola or Burn, she kind of got the hint that we were tired, so she's like, well, let's just go. We ended up taking off and getting those glow sticks at Walmart, which, you know, I got that video up there too, and that was pretty cool. So all in all, absolute battle. Yeah, I didn't get very far, but I mean, to me, it was an epic experience. I got to meet a whole bunch of people. You know, shouts to all the guys that I met, you know, especially Bern and Alvarez. Those guys, they were with me the whole time. So them, you know, Sanford, Yipes, Triforce, Snooch, who dude got drunk, man. I got that video up there too. He's a YouTube guy. VOA Persia, Fernando, and I only know him as Fernando because I overheard his name. Got to meet TKU DeMarcus a little bit. He was kind of a quiet guy. Seemed to be pissed off half the time. I got to meet Forwood for a little bit. I mean, I didn't even like introduce myself or anything, but I, you know, came across him a little bit. Bucktooth, this guy CA Technique, this guy's got a crazy ass cam. He kicked my ass when we were just playing casuals. Foo Bar Duck, of course, he was there. There's a lot of people that were really good at the game, but that was pretty much my absolute battle experience. Oh, I did find out about this fight club. It's called the DFW Fight Club. This guy named Jeff Beak, he runs the place. And if you guys are interested, anybody who's local, I'll post the link. His number is 832-545-8098. So anybody who's local here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who is interested, I think they have casuals and stuff and tournaments here and there all the time. So I'm hoping to be able to go out there and play with the guys one of these days. So that's the DFW Fight Club, and check the notes, and I'll have a link there. But aside from Absolute Battle, it also happens that there was something else going on, which is the SoCal Regionals. And sadly, you know, I didn't get to watch the stream. We were all doing our thing there in Dallas. But apparently that was like an amazing tournament to go to. And I believe that was part of Level Up and Tournament Legacy. And it looks like it was a blast. I mean, we're all pretty busy. And we missed the stream, but you know, Triforce, he kept us updated. He had his BlackBerry, and he kept going, getting all the news from everybody, and told us what was going on and everything. So we overheard that Sako had been perfected by Justin a couple of times, which is like, whoa, that's pretty amazing. Daigo didn't win, and I mean, a lot of things happen. And congrats to Filipino Champ for the money. And if you heard the music at the beginning of this podcast, it was Dalzim's theme, and that was for a Filipino champ. Also, you know, let's not forget that Sanford Kelly did get the Absolute Battle championship, or he did win that crown, so congratulations to him too. Good shit, bro. Not going to talk much about SoCal Regionals because I don't know what happened. I haven't seen any of the fights. I haven't had time to go and stream and watch any of the replays and stuff like that, but as soon as I get a chance, I'm gonna go and watch some of the good fights that happened there. Another reason, or the main reason why I wanted to record this, support. You know, I want you guys to support your gaming community. Do what you can to buy, promote, talk about. I mean, just do whatever it is that you can for anyone who's trying to start a business or keep their business going. You know, a big one that I talk to a lot of these guys, but a big one that I don't want to see come up is FocusAttack.com. And there's others. I mean, there's a lot of them. BeefYouTakey.com, I hope I said that right. Lizard League, Angry Banana, Safe Tortilla, SF4 Answers, there's a lot of them. Other ones, you know, like Mad Cats, Hori, Axis Games, GameChronics.com, Play and Trade. All these guys are all sponsoring, your tournaments. But do you pay attention? Just go and check them out. And if you see something you like, buy it from there. Don't go and buy it from, you know, Walmart or something. Just check it out and see if you can buy it from there first. And, you know, this is a good way of supporting everybody. Yeah, Absolute Battle was supported by Best Buy and everything. Red Bull or NOS Energy, UTD, Arts and Technology, maybe GameStop. But, you know, if you can, try to see if you can find all these things that you are interested in and help these smaller businesses come up. You know, it's just one way of helping your fellow community or your fellow gaming community out. Another big reason why I wanted to record this is because Triforce has asked for people to, you know, donate to EMP. Right now they're going through some money troubles. Not, I don't want to say money troubles, I shouldn't say that. They're going through some big expenses, and he'd like anybody who can to donate, and I'd like anybody who can to donate to EMP. I'm not gonna lie, I've only sent $20, but I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully 20, 30 people send that much, and that'll kind of help them out. It'll be a big help. If you are interested and can send him money, you can PayPal him at triforce@empirearcadia.com. That's triforce@empirearcadia.com. And Empire to Arcadia, it's all one word. I'm going to go ahead and post the link in the show notes so you guys can see that. And, you know, like I said, send $2, $3, $5. It doesn't matter. You know, just send whatever you can, and, you know, hopefully this will help them keep their business running, or, you know, the arc running. You know, also, you should also check out other podcasts that are out there. I check out GoodText.com when I can. You know, I listen to Wake Up SRK all the time with, you know, Keats and Ski Sonic, Super Turbo podcast with Angel Cabrera. I mean, all these guys. I just found out about Big Shell, Darth. He runs podcasts through Podomatic, just like I am. And his is Fighters Fury. And the link is fightersfury.podomatic.com. Check it out. He's got a couple of interviews with a bunch of DMG guys. Dayasha's in there. So check those out. And I'll support these guys. Also, you know, there's a lot of streams. Everybody's heard of, you know, Peaceful J, Team Spooky. But there's also other ones. And if you guys are interested, there's a guy whose name is Jason. He goes by on JustinTV/third_wheel. Great guy. I think he's just changed his link to JustinTV/JasonHQ, which I think, I'm guessing it stands for high quality or headquarters. I'm not sure. Right now he's doing a lot of Black Ops and stuff like that. But he streams Street Fighter when he can. So check him out. Big shouts to Jason. Another thing I just wanted to just say, and a whole bunch of shouts to, I mean, there's a lot of people that I like to say shouts to. I've already said to, you know, Alvarez and Vern for being such good sports and, you know, putting up with all my shit that, you know, I was trying to be funny and half the time I'm just, you know, humiliating people. So thanks for doing that. You know, I'd like to shout out to all this fighter.com members, you know, especially and including Mr. Junior Mintz. Junior Mintz, you've done a lot of work for that place. And I don't know exactly what's going on, but, you know, thank you for all your hard work, man. Of course, I said Angel Cabrera from Super Turbo Podcast. Everybody who has gone there and has had part of Super Turbo Podcast, you know, shouts to you guys. Of course, everybody from FNEX, Financial EX, and yo, Dayasha, I'm still waiting on my shirt, man. you know, all of DMG or Dominion Method Gaming, EMP, you know, all my DFW members. You know, not to forget everyone who's from California, North and South, New York, it doesn't matter. You know, there's so many people to name, but a couple other people. Jeff Liu, he took a bunch of pictures of SoCal Regionals, you know, especially the behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, was going on. Those some great pictures, man. I appreciate you uploading those. To my homie Mark, who doesn't like the light shed on him, but, you know, hey, what's up, dude? And, you know, last but definitely not least, to my spiritual brother, Kindred, a.k.a. TKK, or the King Kindred. I'm sure there's a lot of people who I'm not naming, and I'm sorry. Those are just the ones that I kind of could think of right now. You know, in closing, you know, all this is just to give people shouts and hopefully have people donate a little bit of cash to EMP. But I also wanted to talk about Final Round, which is in March. I think it's the 11th through the 13th, and that's another tournament going on in Georgia. I'm going to try to make it. I haven't told my wife yet, but I want to go at least for it starts on Friday. It goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I want to at least go Saturday, so leave here in Texas early Saturday, spend Saturday night, and come back Sunday. But I'm gonna try to see if I can make it out there, and you know, I'll try to see if I can camp with somebody that night. I'm not sure, because I mean, honestly, everybody's gonna be up doing stuff and, you know, playing games. By the time it's, you know, time to go to sleep, it's like 3-4 in the morning, so nobody gets any sleep anyway. So I just don't see the point in getting a room anywhere. So if I can find somebody to just camp out with, you know, split the cost or whatever, then I'll do that. But you know, I'm hoping that I can go. I still have to ask for permission, you know. How that goes. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had, guys. Don't forget to help out Empire Arcadia. Please just go to your PayPal accounts. Send whatever you can. I mean, again, any little bit will help him. Or, you know, EMP or the ARC. And again, that donation place is Triforce@EmpireArcadia.com. I don't have much else to say except to go do that. And if you are interested in getting interviewed by somebody who's pretty new to interviewing people, and you don't mind being asked the same questions over again, or you don't mind, you know, putting up with me a little bit, then let me know. And I'd like to interview anybody who wants to be interviewed. Doesn't matter. I'll try to do my homework before I even interview you. So hopefully some new questions will be asked that, you know, you don't mind answering. So again, in closing, that's pretty much all I have. I'm going to go ahead and stop recording, and I have to edit this stuff right now. It's about 11 o'clock. So thanks for listening. Keep playing, and don't forget, it's just a game.
Testing like mods and modifications that like people make, but I mean, I just do it just like because I can like in the very beginning of the game, I can warp to where I get my Jedi training, then warp back to the beginning, so I can just like kill everybody with a lightsaber. It's funny, like, don't even stand a chance. I can just like,
yeah, that's not fun for everybody else.
No, but then it's not an online game.
Oh,
bots don't care, not an online game at all.
What game are you talking about?
It's funny though.
What game are you talking about?
Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
You guys are boring.
PC. No, it's not. You haven't even played it. It's
kind of
like
I've seen you play it. All they do is blah 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 blah.
It's made by a blah blah blah. No, you told me.
Oh, see, I've never played Mass Effect.
No, the cool thing about it is you do what you.
Didn't we have Mass Effect?
Yeah, we had it. It was pretty fun.
I don't think I ever played it.
I mean, I get kind of tired of it. I didn't get tired of it. It's just that I just stopped playing it because, I don't know. It seemed like fun. I mean, it's just that I had other games to worry about.
Like, I mean, what?
I don't know. That was whenever we had a bunch of games.
We always have had a bunch
like,
of games.
That was whenever we haven't finished Modern Warfare, and, like, I had a computer games that I haven't finished and stuff like that. And, like, I decided to just drop the game. But, I mean,
I always buy games and never play them.
I want to get Mass Effect again. It was pretty fun. Because BioWare makes games like that.
What do you think about Black Ops? Have you seen the videos?
No, I haven't seen the Black. I've seen one of the videos.
My friend, he has a video. He has a Justin TV.
Yeah, I think Black Ops is pretty cool, though.
And I was watching him play, and it looks cool. I might get it this weekend.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
It's too bad you can't play it.
Wait, really?
No.
Sure.
Sure what?
No, fine.
No, I won't get it. I'll wait.
I would have waited too.
It would be bugging me too much. I'll be trying to play and you won't go to sleep. Yeah, passing through to go get a bottle of water real slow. Try to sneak and watch me play a game.
I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. I haven't done that for years. No, I haven't done that for years.
For decades.
Not for decades. I've only been living for 1 decade and 2 years.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's why I haven't bought the game yet. I want to get Fable 3.
Yeah, Fable 3 sounds pretty cool. It's a non-black. I have some friends on the bus that were talking about it. They're saying, like, it's called, because I don't really talk that much on the bus. I'm, like, usually quiet on the bus. What's called? But they were, like, they're most, like, the kid, most of the kids that, like, talk and stuff are, like, 8th graders. There's only, like, a few 7th graders. And we only have, like, barely any people on the bus. So, like, we only fill up half the bus, and every single person gets their own chair. And the bus driver's not strict at all. So, I mean, it's pretty fun riding bus. Sometimes I talk. But they were talking about, they said that you could be John F. Kennedy on the top of the Pentagon playing Nazi zombies. Stupid. I like, what?
Oh, Black Ops?
Yeah. They said you could be playing Nazi zombies being John F. Kennedy on top of the Pentagon.
I haven't seen the. So I'm gonna watch that video, see if my friend plays a zombies game.
Probably going to the gym.
Yeah, I'll go a different way.
so many new games.
Fable 3 is co-op now.
Well, yeah, the other one was co-op too, but it was like...
Not really, though.
It wasn't that good at co-op, because the second player had to choose a default character. They couldn't use their own character.
I thought it was just all you could see was an orb.
Well, you can invite somebody, and you could play co-op. And it was what to call it. But, like, it was really, like, suckish, because, like, the person you invited had to, like, you were the host of the game, they were playing in your game, but, like, they couldn't play as their character. They had to play as some default character with no skills and all. It was really stupid.
Well, that's retarded.
But you could do a gold share, XP, like, experience share, stuff like that.
What is that?
But, like, that's where, like, if you kill something and you get its experience, like, not, you could, only you get it or they can share with you.
You know what I don't? You know I don't like Modern Warfare.
I know.
Why?
Modern Warfare's not that like fun. I mean, it's like because everybody that plays it now is like hacking and people that like play it too much.
Yeah, okay, exactly. That's because there's always somebody that plays the game every freaking day, all day long, and they got every stupid weapon in the game. Mm-hmm. While me, that I only play like you know an hour or two a week, 3 hours a week. I don't have any freaking weapons. I can't even throw the cool grenades. I don't have the cool weapons like they do. So here I am, a guy who hardly ever plays against these fucking nerds that all they do is play that game all day long. And they're real good at it with the good weapons. And I stand no chance. And all I do is get salty. So I only play for like 30 minutes and I leave. I can't play
you're,
that
you're
game.
You're higher ranked than me, but like, I'm okay.
No, I'm not. I'm like 50 level, whatever.
Yeah, I'm level
I haven't
40,
even.
I'm level 48.
You're still better than I am.
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm good. Like, I'm not good, but, like, I'm okay. Well, last time I checked, I was okay. But, like, now, I don't know. I mean, I was okay. I mean, I'm not that good. But,
okay, shut up.
No, I'm not that good. It's just, like, whenever the game first came out, it's called, I didn't get any better. I just stayed the same. But whenever the game first came out, I was like,
you play what?
I played Free Fall a few times, and I still did bad. Like, everybody was doing it. Well, like, now, they're, like, really, really, really good. Oh, but Halo Reach, I'm good. Like,
Halo Reach?
I always play, like, what's
called? Halo sucks.
I mean, Halo Reach fighting is better than Halo 3 fighting. Because Halo 3 fighting is really, really, really sluggish.
I'll see you.